And let's go back to St. Louis and bring in Tom Singer, who covers the Pirates for MLB.com. Tom, nice to have you with us tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Maury. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, you have the evening game tonight, so you enjoying your day in St. Louis?
Yes, I'm staying out of the heat. It's a good thing they moved the game to night. It's about 95, 98 degrees in what would have been the regular 1 o'clock game time.
Wow. Let me ask you this before we jump forward. 98 degrees is the way it used to be in St. Louis, and they had the flannel uniforms, if you can imagine that. So that was something else. Before they even had night, they didn't have night games then.
And they had artificial turf in Busch Stadium too.
Yeah.
That was very pleasant for the ball players.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have a Sunday night game. All right, Tom Singer with us. Tom, we had Bill Madden on earlier, and this affects maybe even a Garrett Cole. Innings pitched, what's his maximum prior to this year? What could happen this year? Are the Pirates concerned about innings pitched? Matt Harvey, of course, with Scott Boras, have said 180 is all I'm going to do. And, of course, in New York City, when you say that, you've taken on 18 million people. But how do you feel about that, number one? And two, does it affect the Pirates at all?
Well, Garrett Cole is a Scott Boras guy, too. So it's something that eventually we'll have to look into. They're not concerned. They are monitoring his innings. He's about 12 innings shy of his career high, which was in his rookie season, which is split between Triple A and Pittsburgh. He's about 12 innings shy of that. They're monitoring him, but he's, they feel that Garrett's at full strength because of his dedication, the way he works out between starts. The one feeling I do get, although obviously Clint Hurdle did not come out and say it, but he implied that if they fall out of the division race, and obviously there's a wild card game in the future in that case, Cole may skip a couple starts going down the stretch and the rest up for the wild card game.
Well, Cole right now, just looking at the stats that baseball puts out, Cole is at 173 innings, and that is through 27 starts. Generally, you get about 32 starts, maybe 32 or 33 starts, which would give him about another five starts, about six innings each, would take him over 200. Then if you're getting into the Bumgarner territory, not 270, but you could be looking at 240. Would they be prepared to do that, to let him go the whole way?
I believe so. Once again, if they stay in the chase, I don't think there's a feeling that it's necessary for him to skip some starts going down the stretch. But they would take advantage of, like I said, once again, if they fall out of the division race, they would give him a blow. But, they've been monitoring his innings. The way the Pirates do things, they're really ahead of the curve on this thing. They have all kinds of ways of measuring it, not just pitchers, but even position players, how much energy they use up and what their energy level. It's almost like everybody has a dipstick, and they can look at that dipstick every other day just to see how much fuel, people have left. So they've been monitoring Cole, they're quite early, not just now. And they feel that because of his dedication and, how seriously he takes his craft and how he works out between starts, that fatigue isn't a problem with him at all. And he's a very strong kid, and the arm is certainly durable enough to, I think he would love the opportunity to pitch, like I said, during 40 innings, because that would mean they're going pretty deep in the postseason.
All right. It'll be fun. When we saw the call against the Giants, Ken Mako was on and commented the guy doesn't throw anything soft. Everything is, the hard stuff all the time. So you better have
He's very fluid mechanically. Obviously, throwing a baseball puts a stress on your arm regardless of how good your mechanics are. But Garrett has a very smooth, it's not a jerky motion, so it doesn't put any undue pressure on the arm.
Well, big game tonight. Again, 6.5 back. And how many more do you have with the Cardinals after tonight?
Three in Pittsburgh, next to the last series of the season at the end of September, September 28th through 30th.
Okay.
And for those games to have any meaning, Pirates probably should win tonight, and they'll have to survive the next road trip, the last road trip, which is going to be a backbreaker, you know, Los Angeles, Colorado, and Chicago.
Wow. All right. This is why we love September baseball. All right. So tonight it's Garrett Cole, John Lackey. How has this series gone? I know Morton had trouble yesterday, but Hap pitched a great game on Friday night. How is the series going for both these teams?
Hap pitched great again. It was his fifth straight start, allowing one run, no more than one run, which turns out it's a record for the Pirates. Well, it's almost a record for Pirates. The only guy that has done better than that was John Candelaria back in 1982. Mm. Six straight starts, giving up one run. So Hap's been a revelation after his first start was, troublesome. Ever since then, he's just been money. Morton didn't really have trouble. He gave up two runs on one bad hop single in six innings. And other than that, he pretty much set down the cards in order, his other five innings. Obviously lost 4-1. He only gave up two of the runs and one bad hop single by Stephen Piscotty. The series has gone maybe not the way you'd expect it, because these teams usually play really tight games that go down to the last pitch. The Pirates won 9-3 on Friday, and St. Louis had a 4-0 lead yesterday before the Pirates pushed across the run in the ninth inning. So these games haven't been up to the way the first series between these teams here went. Three walk-off wins for the Cardinals. The same thing with the Pirates when they played them in Pittsburgh right before the All-Star game. Two extra inning walk-off wins the Pirates won. So these first two games of this set have been a little bit more decisive. I think it might be a little bit tighter tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing Cole, how he handles it. He was a huge Angel fan. He grew up in Orange County, and he was in Angel Stadium for Game 7 of the World Series when Lackey beat the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
In Game 7. He was a 12-year-old kid, yelling his head off, and now he'll be pitching against Lackey tonight. So that's an interesting dynamic, but I think it worries Hurdle. Cole is such a high-strung kid. He's a little bit more experienced now, so maybe he can control his emotions. But when he pitched early game in Angel Stadium, and then when he pitched against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, he was too hyped up. He couldn't command the ball the way he usually does. And in fact, the Dodger Stadium game last year, early last season, might have contributed to the fact that he wound up he had two stints on the disabled list. And I think there might have been a connection there. He just kind of threw the ball too hard in Los Angeles just because it was, his home territory and from family and friends. So a little bit of that element might be at work tonight when he goes up against Lackey. So I'm sure they're going to try to kind of give him some tranquilizers before he goes out.
Right, as most of us need in exciting situations.
Yeah,
Tom right. Singer with us, MLB.com from St. Louis. Really set up the game beautifully for us. Lackey has pitched great for the Cardinals. Both these teams have gone walk-off wins against the other closers, so a lot riding there. Hap pitched great. Morton pretty good. Garcia very good. Martinez, a lot of jam singles on Friday night. So we'll see what happens with Garrett Cole. And he's their ace, and he gets to be on ESPN tonight and see what he does. So I like the storyline. Bill Madden was on with us earlier, and he mentioned that he thought Bryce Harper hands down MVP in the National League. Andrew McCutchen, I imagine, has something to say about that. How do you look at the MVP race so far? And I realize September has a lot to do with it. That's where you really nail down an award. How do you see it right now?
Well, Harper's in a conversation. I don't see how you can say that he's hands down the MVP. And I'm not just looking at the fact that the comparison between the team records, but we always have trouble defining what MVP means and best player, most outstanding player, most important player. But if you go by the definition of the award, McCutcheon has a pretty compelling argument because, if you recall, he got off to a real slow start this season. He was hitting like below 200 in the second week of May, and the Pirates were scuffling. And then as he started to get going, so did the team. So there's a direct correlation between the way McCutcheon goes and the way the Pirates go. And, you know, the 27 games over 500, McCutcheon has a lot of help. It's a very deep lineup, don't get me wrong. But basically, all the other pieces were working while he wasn't, you know, contributing. And the team's performance, you know, reflected that. So unless it's an amazing coincidence that the fact that they started winning when McCutcheon started hitting, I think that's a pretty good definition of what a most valuable player is.
All right, that's a good argument, too. I'll tell you, and I will let you go. I know you want to enjoy your day there in St. Louis.
Obviously, there's others, you know, in the conversation, Buster Posey, you know, obviously.
Goldschmidt is in there.
And, you know, I know pitchers don't get it. You know, the Crenshaw got it last year, but how do you disregard him again and, you know, Greinke?
Yeah. Well, that's the other part of the exciting, you know, the MVP race, the Cy Young race, Rookie of the Year, National League, Manager of the Year. And some interesting voting will be going on. But all these things get determined in September. That's my feeling about it. Hey, Tom, thanks so much for coming on with us, and enjoy the game tonight. And, boy, the Pirates certainly took care of the National League West. And we'll see what can happen here against the Cardinals, because both teams obviously are going to be playoff teams. So a good matchup tonight. So I appreciate you being on.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
All right. Very good. Tom Singer always gives a good report on what his game is all about. Pirates and Cardinals tonight. That is the ESPN game. And I want to hear Jessica Mendoza. After listening to Ann Killian, I'd like to hear what she's got to say about baseball. And why not? Well, during commercials, we'll turn the voice on that tonight.